This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy in the studio with Kevin Bursette, editor of ISU's Redbird Scholar Magazine and the Ask the Expert column. And we're talking about early man or early or different versions of humans. Kevin, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
We've both heard this thing before, that humans today, you and I, have the DNA of ancient peoples, and we received a question.
Yes, from Allie Beam, who's a freshman at University High School in Normal.
I understand nearly everyone has Neanderthal DNA, but are there other traces of species of early humans that are found in the human genome?
So what's the answer? Am I part caveman or part Neanderthal?
Probably, but it's not that simple. I turned to Fred Smith, professor of anthropology in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology. He said Neanderthal is probably not the only DNA lurking in the background. Some of us might have Denisovan DNA.
Denisovan, I've never heard of it.
Neither had I. Here's what Dr. Smith had to say.
They are a group of archaic humans that are different from modern humans genetically. They're more similar to Neanderthals, but they're also not identical to Neanderthals. The interesting thing about Denisovans is we don't know really what they look like anatomically, because the one Denisovan, well, we now have two Denisovan genomes, but these are based on small fragments. One is a pinky a finger bone. There are a couple of teeth, but we really don't know who they are. There are archaic-looking people in East Asia that are not Neanderthals. And so it's possible that they are the Denisovans, but we haven't made the connection between the anatomy and the genes like we have been able to do with the Neanderthals. Neanderthals are contributing somewhere between 3 and 8% to early modern humans, and that translates to about 1.6 to 2.1% to us today.
So if we know there's an average percentage of DNA of the pre-modern humans in people today, someone must be doing some organized testing.
Yes. In fact, Dr. Smith had his own DNA tested.
I did it through the National Geographic program. I, of course, was curious to see if I had Neanderthal heritage and how much. I'm almost entirely Scots-Irish. Northern European with a little bit of Mediterranean thrown in, but no, unfortunately, no Native American. And I was a little bit disappointed to find out I was only 1.8% Neanderthal. I was hoping for a lot more. But I am 2.3% Denisovan, so I guess that's some solace.
And all this helps support a theory that Dr. Smith proposed years ago?
Yes. For decades, it was argued that modern people moving from Africa totally replaced the archaic people like the Neanderthals, rendering them extinct. Dr. Smith was one of the minority of researchers who argued, based on morphology, that Neanderthals made relatively small contributions to the first modern populations in Europe, which he called the assimilation model.
Well, the assimilation model came out of my work with Neanderthals really in the late 70s and early 80s, and it really was a response to the increasing information that showed that modern humans fundamentally came out of Africa. And initially, the argument was that they came totally out of Africa. But in my work, particularly on Croatian Neanderthals, I saw some evidence of Neanderthal contribution, at least small levels of Neanderthal contribution to early modern humans. And I had trouble making that balance out with the genetic material. And so I went with the morphological evidence and suggested at the time that the genetic evidence was probably not complete enough to determine this small but consistent Neanderthal and other archaic contributions.
And is DNA evidence causing more widespread acceptance of this theory?
Well, it was not at first, but thanks to evidence of Neanderthal and Denisovan contributions to the genome, is now generally considered a very robust model to explain the beginning of people like us.
Kevin Bursette is the editor of Redbird Scholar Magazine and editor of the magazine's Ask an Expert column. Kevin, what will we talk about next time? Something squirrely, I hear.
Yeah, some people love the furry backyard and quad-dwelling rodents. Others, not so much. Regardless, we've all seen squirrels dead in the road. And maybe you've even put a few there. We'll find out why a squirrel seems to always dart out in front of cars at the last moment.
Thanks, Kevin. And you can get your question answered by an expert. Email your question to news@wglt.org or go to our website to see a picture of Dr. Smith and a Neanderthal skull and submit your question there. The address is wglt.org. This is Sound Ideas.